We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. It is a Thursday and still hot and humid, and although we're going to start through a portion of the state has already started to cool off, we're going to get some showers and such through our area, but that's okay. That's okay. We're through most of the week now. We're past Wednesday on the downhill side, heading towards the weekend, even though it's going to be a little bit cooler. Going to see some good weather, less humidity, although I'm a fan of humidity. I don't mind that at all, but we're glad you're here today. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, they have the Quickery buns on sale right now, 99 cents. So stop into your local Quick Trip. And a reminder is I want to continue to let you know that coming up, I am going to be in La Crosse. I'm going to be in Wausau, too, but I'm going to be in La Crosse, and that is coming up on June 10th. June 10th, you go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, and you can get your tickets to the dinner that we're having there. So hopefully you get a chance to come out, enjoy it, and say hello to us, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. If you're in La Crosse, we're going to be at Shenanigans coming up here at June 10th on that Wednesday night, and we would love to see you out there. We're going to have a dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun, and they're always a good time. They're always a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. We tell great stories, and you get a really, really good dinner. You get some prizes that they give away, and they give away free cigars, and Alec Bradley's going to be there, all these different manufacturers. It's just so much fun, and you don't have to smoke cigars, and you don't have to be a dude to come out. So come on out and join us coming up on June 10th, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. So I did this the other day, and I wasn't here yesterday to discuss further, but the Major League Baseball Players Association sending back their proposal to the owners. The owners have sent theirs over to the players. Everybody's kind of discussing revenue sharing, and they're discussing the money they're going to make and the salaries they want. And I have said this all along. This is in terribly, terribly bad form. When you've got a country right now that's just trying to reopen, businesses are closing, you've got a record unemployment rate, we haven't seen this since the Great Depression, and you're arguing over billions and millions of dollars in salaries, and people are taking pay cuts and furloughs and all that kind of stuff, it is in terrible, terrible taste for them to be getting into this war publicly. When you've got, now I understand there's other sports that have a different aspect of this because you've got partially or most of the season done with the NBA and the NHL. NASCAR is easier to socially distance themselves. You know, you've got other things happening for leagues right now, but they're figuring it out. The NHL seems to have figured out a way to get themselves going, and the Players Association seems to be in agreement. You've got the NBA getting ready to get themselves underway, and they're figuring it out. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, they can do a lot of different things, but in essence, they're going, well, you know, it's about lives. It's about our safety. It's about this. It's about that. But, oh, by the way, we'll do it if you pay us enough. So it's really not. It's about what your risk reward is and your reward being the money. It's in terrible, terrible, terrible taste. And at this point in time, and I know there's some people that want to blame the owners and there's other people that want to blame the players. We empathize as anybody that gets up and goes to work every day, most of the time, with the players, because we look at it as you're getting paid millions of dollars to play a game. And I think we can all understand that. You can't relate our jobs, no matter what it is it happens to be, whether you're out on a construction site, you're a blue-collar worker, a white-collar worker, you do what I do for a living, whatever. Everybody's had to take a pay cut. Everybody's had to do some things to sacrifice at this particular point in time because of the situation in which we live. We understand that, okay? So for players to say, nope, I'm not going out there unless I get my full salary, I'm holding you to the contract, well, then go away, okay? You obviously don't understand the time in which we live. On the other hand, the owners for years did not want to open the books, did not want to share revenue, did not want to get into all of that. But now that it's a tough time, they're saying, hey, let's go ahead and share the revenue. By the way, there isn't any. That's kind of a craptastic way of looking at things as well. So why can't baseball get its act together? And I guess my question to you is this. One, you tell me what you think about the situation. Okay, because I know we all want to see baseball. If you're an avid baseball fan, you tell me what you think about the situation. But, and I don't want to look at who's to blame, okay? But without baseball, not so much what else are you doing, but what else are you enjoying right now? And it can be anything. And I know these are somewhat played topics, okay? Because it's kind of been there, done that for some people. But without baseball, because I sit out back, I did this the other night. I fired the grill up. I went over to Robert's Specialty Meats, and I picked up an Al Capone roast. And I smoked that thing in the backyard on the new Traeger grill, okay? Had the grill fired up. Smoke is everywhere. You could smell it. It was perfect. And I'm sitting at the bar that I have out back in the patio. And it was weird because I'm sitting there, and I got a drink in my hand. I got a beer in my hand. And I'm sitting there just kind of surfing the web on my phone and watching the grill smoke. And the one thing it dawns on me is I don't have the TV on. There's nothing there. If I want to watch reruns of Andy Griffith or Magnum P.I. or something, I'm good to go. Or Big Bang Theory. Or if I want to catch up on all the bull crap that's out there in skewed numbers regarding the coronavirus one way or the other, I can watch all of that. But I didn't want to. I'm kind of up to here with it. So I'm sitting back there getting ready to eat, realizing I don't have baseball. So what else is occupying my time? So I'm making a list of things to do around the yard. I'm making a list of things to do in the house. I'm making a list of things that I want to get done. I'm figuring out other projects. I was going to watch the NASCAR race. It was starting to rain, and I was rewatching some of that. So tell me what else you got going on. What else has taken the place of baseball, and how frustrated are you right now with what is going on and what is going back and forth in baseball between the owners and the players? And really, when it comes down to it, in the grandest of schemes, it is not. The priority, they keep saying, is about the health and wellness of all of those around us, whether it's the players, the managers, the coaches, those that work in the clubhouse, the essential employees, the non-essential employees, the broadcast, all of that. The list, it goes on and on and on and on, okay? I understand about health, and it is. But the bottom line is this. If we make enough money, we'll do anything. We'll play this thing on the moon if you're going to pay me enough. That's kind of what's being said on both sides. So ultimately, it comes down to money. So you tell me what your level of frustration is as you sit in your particular predicament listening to billionaires and millionaires argue over money. And what else you found to be a distraction from what it is that you don't have, and that is baseball. Because the NBA is efforting towards figuring it out. The NHL is. The Women's Soccer League just said, we got this. We're going to go ahead and start. We're going to get this underway. Everybody else. The NFL just says, we're going to forge forward until somebody tells us we can't. So you tell me what your level of frustration is right now and why baseball can't seem to get their act together. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can also hit me up on Twitter @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. We got Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass in the studio. Our good buddy Sam is in the studio today producing the show. Sam Schmitz as well. Radio Joe off, taking some time off as he needed some time away as well. So we've got everybody here today. But you can hit us up over on the Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find me on Instagram under The Real Bill Michaels, YouTube as well. The website is BillMichaelsSports.com. You can drop us an email over there, or you can find us on the radio.com app. And to all of you listening throughout wherever it is you happen to be, we appreciate you being there with us. So you tell me what your level of frustration is right here, right now, that baseball has a public display of arguing going on, or at least disagreeing going on, when it comes down to money. Money. At this point in time, people are losing their jobs. You've got military personnel in some of the most worst places in the world earning very little, and they're away from their families, and they're not seeing their kids born, and they're not getting to go home every night, but they do their job. But you're arguing over millions and billions, and it's freaking sad. So what is your level of frustration right now with Major League Baseball because they just can't get their asses in gear? More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hey, are you looking for work? Which many of you are out there kind of, you know, milling around right now. Listen up. Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the 555 offer, I've been telling you about this for a while now. Basically, it's this. It's no interest for 5 years, no first payment for 5 months, and you get 5% off of your best deal. That's for the next couple of days. It's through the end of this month, okay? Now, one of the things about this deal has been hugely, wildly successful for our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, okay? Gina Della from Pella got it going on. They got a great product, the best product, okay? They manufacture it. They install it. They measure. They put it all together. They warranty this thing. So people have been listening, and it's been an enormous month for them because people are at home looking out of the windows going, this sucks. And so you look out your windows, you go, you know what? I think I'm going to call. And then Gina answers the phone. Hello? So you get Gina Della from Pella on the line, and you say, Gina, I need some windows. I need a patio door. I need some doors. I need it going on. The problem is that they've been just swamped with business, which is great, right? But what they're doing right now is because business is so good, and many of you are listening to what it is we're saying about this quality product, and their social distancing and everything that they do that's right, they need help. So if you are a window installer, full frame or the pocket windows, okay, pocket fits, they're giving you $70,000 to start plus vehicle and benefits. Think about that, all right? So think about that. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. So if you're looking for windows and doors, PellaWI.com, all right? PellaWI.com. If you are an experienced installer or crew, okay, they're paying a chunk of change right now. So go to PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Just an FYI. They got it going on over there. Check out Gina Della from Pella and have a good time. So getting back to the baseball topic, and many of you are chiming in, and I love it. I love it because if you're like me right now, I told you in the last segment, I sat out back the other day. I was grilling. I got the pork roast on. I got that Italian Al Capone roast on. Pork, bruschetta. I got pepperoni. I got steak in that thing. It's all wrapped up in one just mozzarella cheese, and it's dripping it. And I'm watching this thing on the smoker on that Traeger grill, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sitting out back watching any baseball while I grill. Normally, I'm grilling hot dogs, and my dogs are eating, you know, hot dogs, and it's a night on the patio to sit outside and watch a Brewers game. And I'll be honest, I got pissed. You know why? Because all I'm reading, and as I started to scroll on my phone, I'm reading nothing but, well, the Players Association's upset with this and that, and then the owners, they made an initial agreement, then they went back on that, and, you know, and look, whatever it is you believe, okay? If you believe the owners suck, the owners suck. Okay, great. If you believe the players, they're overpaid millionaires with guaranteed contracts, so if they go break a leg and they never play another game, then they still get their millions. I mean, Bobby Bonilla's still getting his money, and that sucks, and he's been out of the game for 20 years. And you know, hey, I get it. Completely get it. But it's in bad form. It's in bad taste to be arguing over money in the state in which our country is in right now, when our national pastime cannot get its ass in gear to figure out how to play the damn game. That's sad. And you keep talking about health and wellness, but the bottom line is money. That's sad. That's sad. And what it's doing, Gordon tweets me over there at Bill_Michaels on Twitter. You're absolutely right. The pandemic is showing how horrible the relationship is between the owners and the players. You are 100% correct. Todd says, I'm 100% behind the players on this. The economic model of baseball is now broken. The owners are going to try and jam the proposal down their throat in the name of the good of the nation, and it's not. This is the precursor to the new CBA that they want. Todd, I don't disagree with that. Now, look, I'll say this. If you are a player person, if you side with the workers' union, so to speak, you probably look at the owners and think, no matter what they tell us, we're not going to trust it. Okay? The owners can make the most genuine, upstanding, they can make a genuine argument for some of these things. Okay, and I could see that. And you're not going to believe one damn word of it. Okay? On the other hand, the players would then seem selfish, but they've been pushed around or bullied or whatever. But let's be honest, okay? This is the only league that has that 110% you'll pay me till I die guaranteed contract. Okay? They're the strongest union out of all of them. They're the strongest union. Right? So it doesn't matter who you're behind. How frustrated are you with the game? Jay tweets us, at Bill_Michaels. He says, I'm not going to go to another game for a while if they don't return. At the same time, how do you punish a small market team like the Brewers? I just want our national pastime back yesterday. It is difficult to punish a team like the Brewers because the Brewers rely upon the fans. The Brewers rely upon the fans more than a team like the Yankees or the Cubs or the Angels or the Dodgers and some of the big market teams. The big market teams get more media money. Well, hell, look at the Cubs. They've got the Marquee Network or whatever it is now. They've got their own network. The Yankees have had the YES Network for a long time. Boston, I believe, has their own network. You know, some of these bigger markets, they've figured out ways to manage money. And the owners, they don't want to share that money. There is revenue sharing in baseball. But certain revenue, much like the NFL, is untouchable. You only pay percentages to the teams that finish in the lower tier or make less money. And you pay lesser percentages to the teams that are all on the level playing field with you. So if you're the top team with the top money maker, you pay more to the bottom team than you would to, say, a team that's only a couple of spaces behind you. But I get it. They do share revenue. They just don't share it the way the NFL does. And if they did, then they would be able to legitimately say, here's the salary cap. But the players don't want that. So the players concede certain things. Okay, I don't always side with the players because the players concede certain things because they don't want a salary cap. They don't want it to be fair like that. They want teams to have the ability to go out and spend as much money as they want. So the Bryce Harpers of the world and you know, Mike Trouts of the world, and you know, you look at guys that have signed big-time contracts, they can go out and get the $250, $350 million. Guaranteed. So there's two sides to all of this. I don't say anybody's 100% right. Let's go to Harvey listening to us on the North Shore. Harvey, how are we doing today? What's going on, man? Harvey! Oh, Harvey's not ready yet. We'll get to Harvey in a minute. 855-830-8648. John says, why the NFL makes most of their money from TV. Yeah, but their TV deal is different, and they share it across the board. Okay? Remember, you have Fox Sports Wisconsin. You have the Marquee Network. You have the YES Network. You have many different entities in different cities that carry the games. You're not getting big-time money from just ESPN or big-time money from just Fox or what have you to carry all teams in Major League Baseball. That's not that. It's different. And you're playing every day versus playing just on the weekends or just a Thursday night and then Sunday or Monday night game, you know, whatever, with individuality. It's just a different financial makeup. 855-830-8648. Now we'll go back to Harvey. Harvey, how you doing, man? What's up?
Well, a couple of thoughts on this. You know, my first thought is that we can't blame the players, we can't blame the owners, we can blame the fans, we can blame ourselves, because we can vote with our wallets and vote with our feet. We're the ones who agreed to pay the ticket prices that they are in order to enable the players to get paid as much as they do and the owners to make as much profit as they do. It's not about the fans anymore. It's about how much money the owners can make and how much money the players can make. And you know, I liken it to the NFL, to the Super Bowl or the NBA, to the championship. It's not about the fans anymore. That's corporate money. I had season tickets for the Bucks, but from the time they got here in 69 and gave them up when they got to be $125 a seat, and I was absolutely appalled at what they did last year with respect to raising ticket prices. It's not, they don't care about the fans. It's how much money they can make for themselves. And my feeling is I've found other things to do. I don't need baseball anymore. I can watch it on television and not go to the stadium. Sure, I don't get the experience that I got at the stadium, but I don't have to pay the cost to get that experience.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate the phone call. I get it. But when you say, think of this now, they don't care about the fans. What they do is when you tune in and they start registering households, that's when they look at it and go, but all these fans are staying home watching the game, so therefore advertising dollars can go up because more people are still putting their eyes on the game, whether it's in the ballpark or actually sitting at home in your Lazy Boy. You know what I'm saying? You're still paying attention to it. If nobody's watching it and nobody's going to it, that's when. And again, I'm not sitting here saying you shouldn't or should. I'm just simply saying one way or the other, you're consuming the product. And when there's a consumption of the product, the rates go up. It is what it is. That's capitalism. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Stay tuned. We're going to get back into this here in a little bit, I promise you, because there's a lot to be said about it. Also, we're going to be talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes.com. We're going to talk with him some Packers when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Going to talk some Green Bay Packer football coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hopefully, when they start to open things up a little bit more, they're making an announcement in July that says, yes, Wednesday Night Live is back. We're crossing our fingers. We'll see. See what happens. But right now, not so much. But if it all comes back, and hopefully it does sooner rather than later, we'll all be back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion stage and Goose Island and such and having a good time. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We now go to our good buddy from Forbes.com, our friend Rob Reichel, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I am great. How are you, Unit?
I am doing well. I'm anticipating football. I think the NFL is just kind of muscling through the coronavirus and saying that we're just going to go without, you know, we're Teflon. I think they kind of muscle through it and say we're going to do it until somebody tells us we can't, and then they'll make decisions. But getting to the Green Bay Packers, now you and I have not talked since the draft, and I want to start there and then work our way forward. What did you think when you sat there and watched all the pieces fall into place for the Packers? What did you think of their draft?
You know, Billy, I had no issues at all with the first round pick. I think that was tremendous foresight, potentially planning ahead. It's far and away the most important position in sports. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is about a year older today than Brett Favre was when Rodgers was drafted back in 05 to come in and eventually replace Favre. So long story short, the pick of Jordan Love, I was absolutely fine with, Bill. The rest of the draft was kind of a head scratcher to me. For a 13-3 team, that seems semi-close. I mean, again, I still don't think they're better than about fourth or fifth in the conference, but whatever, they're in the discussion, and if things go right, they can make a Super Bowl run. But they really didn't do a lot then, Bill, the rest of the draft. to help them out in 2020. And obviously Jordan Love sitting there with the first round pick isn't going to help you in all likelihood in 2020 either. So at the end of the day, Bill, they probably took a step backwards on draft night compared to what everybody else in the division and what some of their biggest rivals across the league did. I think a lot of the teams they are chasing or trying to hold off got better for 2020, Bill. The Packers didn't with that draft, but Green Bay could get some upside in the years down the road from some of these picks. I just don't think it's going to be an immediate gratification type of draft, Bill.
That being said, do the Packers, as we, because you had just said, they're probably one of the top five or six, and they're in the discussion, and if the chips fall in their direction, they could certainly find themselves back in the same situation they did last year. Do you, because when I listen to Matt LaFleur talk and I listen to Mike Pettine talk, Matt LaFleur talks offensively and says, well, you know what, we added some pieces that are additional weapons. While they did not get wide receivers for Aaron Rodgers, they believe that the guys that they have are as good as, if not better than, the talent was there. They got a couple of specialty guys in Dylan and DeGarra. And then on the defensive side, it's all about gap assignment. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. I don't think they got better. I think if you're not getting better in the NFL, you're getting worse. They were also one of the healthiest teams in the NFL last year. I am not expecting a 13-3 season. Matter of fact, I'm thinking maybe 10 wins probably gets them this year, and that may not even get them into the postseason. We'll have to wait and see. But in that realm, when they say, hey, we've got more weapons to suit Matt LaFleur, and then it's just as simple as gap assignment defensively, are you buying it?
No. No, not at all, Bill, and I think you're very smart not to buy that. And believe me, you're not the only one skeptical or cynical that this is another 13-3 type of season. I think Vegas has them at 9 wins. I think I saw ESPN simulators and projectors had them at like 8.1 the other day. So the majority of, I think, the football world, Bill, looks at last year for Green Bay and says, how did that group go 13-3? Well, they were 9-1 in one score games, right? Like you mentioned, they had absolutely nobody injured. They went to Kansas City and didn't have to face the best player in football in Patrick Mahomes. They went up to Minnesota and didn't have to see probably the most important piece on the entire Vikings team in Dalvin Cook. They caught a lot of breaks along the way, Bill. I think there's no question about it. I mean, credit to them. They found a way to win those one-score games, and they were resilient. But I think their plus-minus, Billy, was only like plus 63 in terms of total points. And the way history trends out, usually when your scoring differential is that low, you're about a 9-7, a 10-6 football team. And I think that's what most people are expecting this year, that this group comes back to earth a little bit, that a lot of the breaks they got last year, Bill, just don't happen again, that the injuries they avoided, it would be remarkably rare for them to do that 2 years in a row. I really think internally, Bill, they probably are saying to themselves, man, we had a golden opportunity last year. We let it go with a miserable performance in San Francisco, and it's going to be remarkably tough to get back to that level again in 2020.
So did they then do, and by the way, we're talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes.com, did they then do a disservice to this team, and I'm speaking they being Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst, by not pushing more chips to the middle of the table this offseason with draft and with free agency? Or is this one of those, everything fell in our direction and we still didn't get it done, therefore we start looking more towards 2021, 2022 than we should, you know, really the here and the now?
Yeah, I think when they, and again, none of us will ever know until somebody writes a book on it or what have you, Bill, but I think really if they were honest with themselves this particular offseason and they looked at exactly where they were, again, I think they, number one, felt fortunate to be 13-3, and number two, you really wonder, Bill, if they said to themselves, have we gone as far as we can with Aaron Rodgers, and that led to the pick of Jordan Love? Because if you look, Bill, Aaron Rodgers has played 4 NFC Championship games in his career. His passer rating in his first two was 55. That was the Bears game in 2010 and the Seahawks game in 2014. And his last two trips to the NFC Championship game, Philly, the Packers did not score in the first half. They were getting routed 24-0 by Atlanta. They were losing to San Francisco 27-0 at halftime. Those games were over by halftime. And Aaron Rodgers was not very good in any of those games, Bill. He was obviously unbelievable in the biggest game of his life, Super Bowl 45. But the next four games, Bill, that he played in terms of the magnitude of importance, Aaron Rodgers was not very good. He's 0-4 to me in NFC Championship game performances, Bill. So, you know, I wonder if internally they said the window is probably closed. Maybe we can't go any farther with Aaron Rodgers. And that led to the Jordan Love pick and some hesitancy maybe, Bill, in terms of going all in again and trying to get another Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith type of offseason. They were certainly handcuffed more this offseason, Bill. They're only about $10 million under the cap right now, so they didn't quite have the financial wherewithal they did a year ago. But, you know, there's clearly a changing of the guard going on. And Love's going to take over, I think, Bill, by 2022. And what we have in the middle here, I don't know if it's purgatory for them. I don't know if they're in just kind of a holding pattern and hoping for the best. But I think the chances of them returning to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl are, you know, they're not great, Bill.
So give me your thoughts, because the X factor, as we all know, can be Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, if he comes out and he just lights the world up and he goes back to an Aaron Rodgers of a few years back, then certainly he can be that game changer. I have not seen – Aaron Rodgers is still tremendous, and I will not discount him in that manner, but I just haven't seen that level of that surgeon-esque-like consistency since he broke that collarbone when Anthony Barr landed on him. I don't know if it'll ever come back, but do you believe it? Do you buy into this whole Aaron Rodgers has this new fire under him because of the Jordan Love pick and that he's going to come back and that's going to be the X factor here?
Bill, you and I know what Father Time can do to a body and do to a human, right? I mean, nobody wins and nobody has ever beat Father Time. And there's a Bill, if I broke Rodgers down here over the last decade in a few stories recently. I mean, from that 2010 to 2014 period, Bill, when he won two MVPs and he won a Super Bowl, the Packers won 72.5% of their games, and Rodgers' passer rating, Bill, was 111. I mean, he was unbelievable. He might have played the quarterback position those 5 years, Bill, as well as anybody we've ever seen play the position. The last 5 years, he hasn't been near that level, Bill. His passer rating's 97. Green Bay's winning percentage is 609, so it's down about 13%. He's had, like you said, the injury to the collarbone and his throwing shoulder this time, not his non-throwing shoulder. I agree with you. I think that's dramatically affected his accuracy and just his overall performance. I think, Bill, what we saw last year, and this is a killer for quarterbacks, is I think his legs are starting to slip and go a little bit underneath him. Some of those defensive ends and tackles he used to be able to easily avoid and elude carry plays 8 and 9 seconds by dodging trouble outside the pocket. Bill, he struggles doing that these days. He can't keep plays alive quite to that level like he once did. It's because his legs are going a little bit and his athleticism isn't quite what it was. Is he a top 8 or 10 quarterback in the league right now? Absolutely, Bill. I don't think we can argue that. But he's not up there anymore in the discussion of the best 3 or 4, I don't think. And with what Green Bay is paying him and the amount of salary cap money that he gobbles up, they need him to be a top 3 or 4 quarterback in the league, especially in the postseason, Bill, and that's where some of his greatest failures have come.
Always a pleasure to talk, Rob. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and as we venture back out, we'll share a beer at some point down the road, I'm sure, okay?
Looking forward to it. All right, Bill, stay safe yourself. Thanks.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our good buddy Rob Reichel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. If you're looking for a job, that's 844-PRIDE or schneiderjobs.com. They're training people as we speak. Hey, I was the other day, I had made a stop out and saw my friend Craig out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. And I took my bike out. I had to get it serviced. Okay, I'm getting some work done on it. Just, you know, oil change, that kind of thing. So I went out there and I started going through the showroom, which, by the way, they're now open for business 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Now, Robert is the owner, and he's a great guy, and you've got Rachel out there doing all their marketing now, and Jody's in the motor clothes department, and they've got so much cool stuff, and she knows how to buy. I mean, just she buys the right stuff and brings the right stuff in, the cool stuff. But I'm out there talking to Craig, who's the GM, And he's telling me about the deals they're making and about the way they're selling bikes, and they're bringing bikes in, and they've got used bikes on the floor, and they're just, it's just, they're swapping them out. But then he says, come on and look at this. And then he's got this new CVO that's out there. And then they've got this other Road Glide that's out there, and this Street Glide that just came in, and this unbelievable blue and black. And it's just, it's a beautiful bike, and it's got the blacked out flat mat pipes on it, and just all these different shades and colors and different, and now the 114 engines, and so many things have changed, have gotten newer, have gotten better regarding Harley Davidson, and the dealership that has been the best now for 2 years in a row for everything. The best customer experience has been Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So go, wherever you're at, go see those people. Go see the other ones. Go ahead. But then head out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and see my friend Craig. He's the GM out there, and say, Craig, this is what I'm looking for. This is the deal I need. Okay? See if he can't get you. If he can't get you done, nobody can get you done. If he can't get you done, nobody gets you done. Go to WISHD.com to see a portion of their inventory, but they got so much coming in and going out. It rotates so fast. But there's no better time than right now than to get into some wind therapy, basically. If you want to do a little social distancing and you want to get away, but you want to enjoy yourself, you want to see some beauty, the sights right around the back hills, go see what, like Tomahawk. Go out to in La Crosse. You ride up and down the Mississippi River out there. It's beautiful out in Eau Claire, and you go up through Chippewa Valley, and that's fantastic. Or if you want to ride in this area down near where I live and you're going out past the Holy Hill area. I mean, there's just so many cool places. Lake Geneva. You know, I can keep going. So many cool places. Go see my buddy Craig, WISHD.com. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, your destination dealer, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc. It's right there off the highway, just south of 94. Go see him. Again, WISHD.com, and a bunch of events coming up as well. Hey, one guy wants to make it an annual thing, and I got to admit, I'm all for it. I'll tell you what it is. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, you hear me talk about them all the time, and I can't say enough about them. Traeger Grill, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. They start at $3.99 and go up, and I was mentioning that I was grilling the day before. And the coolest thing about it is it connects to my phone with the Wi-Fi technology, and you heat it up, you ignite it, and then you put the probe in once it gets up to temperature, and once you get up to grilling temperature, and then you put the probe in, whatever it is you're grilling, and you set it to what it is you want to be alerted to on your phone. I'm not kidding, on your phone. And all of a sudden, you know, your phone buzzes, and you look, and boop, the meat is done. Go. I mean, that's that simple. It's that simple. It's fantastic. So I'm telling you, Traeger Grills, man, they're awesome. You can pick yours up where I did mine with Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware. You can also find yours at Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and at Harry's Ace Hardware. That is in Franklin. So thanks to our friends at Traeger Grills as well. Hey, an annual. I'm all for this. Phil Mickelson wants the match to be an annual event. He wants to do it again with Tiger, but with the likes of guys like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, he enjoyed. Said, hey, we'd like to see the match become an annual event. I think we could showcase guys like Steph and Michael or Tony Romo, Patrick Mahomes, who are pretty good golfers, elite talents, and have great personalities. Mickelson was talking to the LA Times in a column that was published yesterday, if you had a chance to read it. He said those personalities are going to come out with this event, or you could have someone who loves the game and is competitive but is really entertaining, like Larry David or Bill Murray. He said, I think that could shine as well. Sunday's telecast of the match, Champions for Charity, attracted an average viewership of 5.8 million viewers, making it the most watched golf telecast in cable television history. So it's not, although we're talking cable here, so like the majors are usually on CBS, NBC, ABC, all that kind of stuff, Fox. But when it comes to the first couple of days, usually, if the majors aren't on the major networks and they're on cable, the most watched golf event in cable television history was the match this past weekend. So he said I'd love to see him do it in an annual event. Who else would you like to see on there? You know, I love to see with like comedians. He said like Bill Murray. I love to see like Larry the Cable Guy. who plays a lot of golf events. You know, see those guys. And when bad shots come up, that'd be fantastic to listen to. That'd be great to have those guys mic'd up. That'd be hilarious. So, yeah, the match, he wants to see the match become an annual event, and I have to be honest, I am all for it. All for it. Aaron Jones has said that he wants to be a Green Bay Packer for life. Now, there's a couple of avenues I want to go down, okay? And you probably know this, all right? But what makes Green Bay special? I mean, even Tom Brady in the last year of the New England Patriots didn't come out and say, oh, I want to be a Patriot for life. He wasn't emphatic. He just said, well, whatever happens, happens. Whatever is, you know, I'm going to worry about the here and the now. You know, he wasn't pontificating over and over and over again about, you know, New England, because we all knew he probably wanted to separate himself from Bill Belichick. But Aaron Rodgers has been emphatic. My plan is or was to be a Green Bay Packer for all of my career. Aaron Jones saying, look, I'll let my agency and the Packers work it out, but I want to be a Green Bay Packer for life. Now, running backs are different than quarterbacks, obviously. There's a shelf life for running backs, and running backs do become journeymen after a certain period of time. But I would love to see Aaron Jones stick around at least for another contract, you know, and make his money and stick around in Green Bay. And I think he'd be, if he has another solid year, certainly that money, that monetary aspect is going to go up. But what is it about Green Bay over other teams and other organizations where guys want to stay? You know, they want to stick around. They want to be a part of this organization for life. So Aaron Jones wants to be a Packer for life. Now, I don't know what the percentage is that that's actually going to happen. We'll talk about that coming up next. But stick around. What is it that makes the Packers organization more special, we'll say, to where people want to be a part of it rather than just want to get out of town? And by the way, some of the guys, you know, Martellus Bennett, he doesn't count because that guy was kind of he was an idiot, okay, for lack of a better term. He just didn't want to – he wanted to get paid, but he didn't want to really perform for it. And when they caught him on it, well, then he got mad. But for guys that are pretty stand-up guys, they want to stay and remain Green Bay Packers for life. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.